Juneteenth celebration, the historical significance goes back to Galveston, Texas, where Union soldiers marched into Galveston, Texas. It was the last area in the United States that hadn't received word that slavery has in this country has now ended. And so Union troops marched into that area. They read out the decree of the ending of slavery. From that standpoint, different areas of Texas started to have Juneteenth festivals and parades and so forth. I mean, it spread from Galveston to other areas such as Houston, Texas, as the years after the Civil War. And it has kind of slowly spread to other states. There are approximately, I believe, about 38, I believe, states that recognize Juneteenth as a national holiday.
So this is really a nationwide celebration. How did you get involved with Juneteenth Incorporated?
Well, we've had a history with them as far as having some of our reenactors go out to their location at Eden Park to be a part of it. We've been supporters of what Lydia Morgan and the Juneteenth Committee and what they've been doing over the years. And so we've always had a relationship. We wanted to work towards strengthening our relationship. Okay. We thought this was a good opportunity to have this parade commemorating not only the historical significance, but also the commemorating that this has been 25 years of us having this celebration in Cincinnati.
Why is it important to continue this tradition?
It's important to commemorate those that took the efforts to end slavery. Yes, we have a July 4th, which celebrates the independence of the United States, but keeping in mind, at that standpoint, slavery was still something that existed in this country. And so with this Juneteenth, we are making a commitment and we are honoring those that fought in that struggle to end slavery.
Who will be participating in the parade?
We have a variety of people from firehouses, different fraternities and sororities. We will also have a section of African drummers that will be a part of the parade and as well as our celebration. It is still open. We are still receiving entries to be a part of the parade. So you have until June 1st if you're interested in being a part of the parade.
Are there any other events planned along with the parade?
Following the parade will begin at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Along Marion Way, which was affectionately referred to as Little Africa during the days of slavery. And following that, we will have a Juneteenth celebration inside the Freedom Center, which is free with the price of admission from 1 to 3 o'clock. There also will be activities from 12 to 9 at Eden Park at the Juneteenth Festival as well.
Whole day full of activities. You can find out how to get details about the Juneteenth celebration on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Chris Miller, thank you.
Thank you.